Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley and team speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, August 11th, and ending on Sunday, August 17th. Well, there's one major planetary shift we've all been waiting for, and that is the direct motion of Mercury. And it takes place at 3:30 a.m. on Monday in Eastern Daylight Time. So I'm going to speak to you about that right away. It is going direct at 4 degrees of Leo, and it will take about 4 days for it to get back up to speed. And that's normal. That's like slowing down before it retrogrades, it slows down before it goes back into the direct motion and stays a little slow after the direct motion. And then it will also pass where it retrograded, which was 26 degrees, on the last day of August into the first day of September. And that will mean that you've completed the total experience of the retrograde processing, and you are really in the new perspective completely now. And it will move into Virgo on the second day of September. So, you know, people with Mercury rulership issues, like Virgos and Gemini, are going to feel so much more energy and things will seem right in their world. And for everyone, you have houses in the birth chart that have Virgo or Gemini, and that would be on the cusp of the house. And so the affairs of that house will start to move forward again. So if you don't know where they are in your birth chart, it's always good to know your chart. And you can get a reading also, but it's good to know when you hear all these planetary movement things, where is it happening for you? Because that makes a difference for you. So we get off that, we've had that full moon. If you're on my Substack page, you've seen a post or two about certain things. And one of them was August 8th. And I won't repeat that here, but you can find it easily at Shelley Writes on Substack. And if you're on the blog page or in the Substack page, you can find the links to that post. Well, we do have on Monday a beautiful energy. Even though the moon is now void of course in Pisces, that's another sign that really enjoys void of course moon. It can sort of drift away and just be doing what it wants to do and not have to deal with too much outer influence. We have Saturn sextile Uranus, Aries to Gemini, until 11:30 p.m. So we're starting to get some ideas as Mercury goes direct about how we want to structure some of our activity, and maybe in new ways, or maybe technology is involved. But also, we've got Venus in Cancer going into the conjunction to Jupiter. And that is until 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday. So that is a very nurturing experience. It's a wonderful day to have a lunch or, you know, just meet somebody for a meal or have an extravagant Monday meal instead of just leftovers from the weekend or something like that. It may be sentimental. You may be doing a lot of thinking about people that you love, and also looking forward perhaps to being with people that you love on Monday. On Tuesday, the moon enters Aries, and that will be at 6:33 a.m. Aries moon is going to make a conjunction to Saturn right away, 8:34 a.m., so we may feel constrained. Aries moon does not like that. So they could get a little irritated. When they get irritated, they can be angry quickly at that restriction. But there is a breakthrough, 8:36 a.m. with the sextile to Uranus and Gemini. Okay, we found a way to get around that. The moon is going to join Neptune in Aries, and of course Saturn and Neptune are still retrograde. 9:36 a.m. for that, so an hour of a little bit of fuzzy confusion, whether something's in the way again, Aries moon. It's an up and down day, Tuesday, for the Aries moon. Coming out of it again in a sextile to Pluto, retrograde in Aquarius, and 10:14 a.m. is when that takes place. So we start getting some thoughts about changes that we've already made and things we might want to do in the future. But now comes the moon's opposition to Mars in Libra. This is until 12:38 p.m. So, you know, Mars is pushing for cooperation and being a little bit in favor of, you know, harmony, although it's fighting for it. And the moon in Aries wants to be the leader and just do its own thing. So that's a discordant energy, and hopefully it doesn't break out in a full-scale argument. Aries moon will sometimes say very hurtful things and expect other people to get over it as fast as they did. So it's interesting. It doesn't stay with them, but it can stay with someone else. But the rest of the hour and a little bit more coming, the moon is trine, that newly direct Mercury in Leo. So the conversations are flowing well. Maybe Aries moon is feeling supported by someone who's loyal. And maybe you're also moving on to different things now, like planning entertainment events like that. And we won't really feel it until Wednesday morning, but the moon is now going to be moving towards a square to Jupiter in Cancer at 6:51 a.m. on Wednesday. This, of course, is way too much sentiment and emotion and neediness for the moon in Aries. So don't expect, if you're the one who has the need, that moon is going to be okay with it. It won't be. We may also go a bit overboard in certain respects, spending or eating or something like that, with the moon square Jupiter. And then the moon will square Venus, of course. They just were together, so they're still pretty close in the sky, Jupiter and Venus. So moon square Venus at 9:03 a.m., which is where a sensitive person who would really like to feel secure in the relationship is not going to feel that way. Again, very independent, but if you can just wait, the next thing that happens, hooray, is the moon in Aries trine the sun in Leo until 6:54 p.m., and that is the harmony of the lights. Now, it's not in a watery feelings way that we're in harmony now. It's in a fire sign way. So we're in the space of expansion, creativity, adventure, and starting new things. So, but we feel that within, we feel that in the relationship energies, and we feel that others are as supportive of us as we are of them. Void of course moon, 6:54 p.m. until 9:22 a.m. on Thursday. So you get that good feeling to last for a while. Moon enters Taurus on Thursday, 9:22 a.m. and has a bit of a time because it's going to have to deal with first the square to Pluto, and that's 12:57 p.m. So we always know now, if we've been listening, that we remember that the fixed signs, when they're in challenge aspects, which is what a square is, they don't budge. So this doesn't resolve. So the more energy you put into it, basically the worse it gets. So just remember that and don't try to overpower someone else in any way. Just let things go. And the moon in Taurus would be the one that's most likely to be quiet about things. Moon square Mercury in Leo until 5:49 p.m. So this is not the day to have financial discussions, talk about the kids and parenting, talk about anything with someone who may have other ideas than the moon in Taurus. It just, again, just let things pass if you can. Mercury, however, will have a sextile to Mars in Libra until 10:05 p.m., so there's a good conversation from Mercury after that square to the moon. And the moon is moving towards a sextile to Jupiter in Cancer at 10:14 a.m. Well, that would be, and even the whole day, because the next one is the sextile to Venus in Cancer, that would be the day to definitely, if you have somebody who wants to go somewhere, have some good food, because both Taurus and Cancer are foodies. And so we also will feel, if we have financial discussions, more supported and feel more secure by discussing these things with the moon in Taurus. And when the moon in Taurus is in that sextile to Venus in Cancer, we have that very harmonious flow of what we call mutual reception. Moon is in the sign ruled by Venus. Venus is in the sign ruled by the moon. They're compatible signs, so they can easily go back and forth into understanding the matters and the behaviors of both of those signs. However, after 4:16 p.m. on Friday, all Eastern Daylight Time, we're going to leave the disseminating quality of the waning gibbous moon as the moon goes into the square to the sun in Leo. And that won't come in until 1:12 a.m. That's the approaching aspect on Friday. And at 1:12 a.m. Eastern time, it will be 12 a.m. Pacific, that is when we enter the fourth quarter phase. Now, we're going to go into that. It's time to look at authenticity. Who am I now? What has changed? What's changed in terms of my, with the moon, physical experiences, financial experiences, with the sun, my self-expression, where am I at with this? Is it really me now? Do I need to change some things so that it's more accurate reflection as I go to the future? And you're going into that fourth quarter where we start examining what to keep and what to leave behind. This is a day when the mind will be very active to start to do those things, because the moon enters Gemini at 12:01 p.m. So we're in a void of course moon until 12:01 p.m. And then the moon sextiles Saturn until 1:39 p.m. So again, more ideas about these new ways of acting And then the conjunction to Uranus in Gemini, 2:11 p.m., brings in that intuitive flash, really new perception, and good time to connect on the electronic media. It's really a very short period of time, from 1:39 p.m. to 2:11 p.m., but, you know, it's time enough to make a connection. The moon will sextile Neptune until 2:54 p.m., and so here we can start to see more clarity about, you know, what we want to be focused on, and, you know, some of the uncertainties can clear up. We can get some information that helps us understand motivations and actions. Moon trine Pluto until 3:31 p.m. Saturday. This is all, you know, rather good energy if you're out and about with other people doing something fun. This is, again, a way to communicate about change and some ideas you may have had and about the future and group and friendship energies. The moon is going sextile Mercury in Leo until 10:33 p.m. So that's a very good evening to be having some kind of event. If, you know, you wanted to have a group over that day, it would be really very well received by your guests and you'll have fun, definitely. But it's also a good time for conversation when the sextile to Mercury comes in. And very shortly after, the trine to Mars in Libra comes at 10:47 p.m. So we can start thinking about some of the things we want to bring into harmony or agreements. And Mercury is going to sextile that Mars in Libra all day Sunday. So that's, you know, when we're looking at the week, this is a pretty good day, Saturday and Sunday, because it is going to be a moon going toward a sextile to the sun, and that's the sun in Leo, of course, and that will come in on Monday morning at 7:53 a.m. So, and that's what ends the transit for the moon in Gemini. So next week we will be in the fourth quarter and we'll get a new moon. And we're going to be talking about the shift of the sun into Virgo. And I have some new ideas, believe it or not. You know, I could be 50 years in and learn something new. That's what I love about being in astrology and, you know, getting to see other people talk about the different goddesses and things. It's really fascinating. And so this new moon is on 0 degrees coming in on Saturday at 2:07 a.m. on the 23rd of August. Almost end of August. Yeah, just really goes. And so that's going to be our chat, or my chat, for the next podcast. So I hope you'll be able to navigate the week in a good way and enjoy that energy coming back on in the mind with Mercury direct. And I'll say goodbye for now.